Daily help with your voice and recordings and anecdotes from a career either side of the microphone. Hello, I'm Tweeter Stewart, TWWETERSTEWART on Twitter, Peter Stewart in real life. Thank you for the loan of your ears today. We're talking about your mouth through these short daily podcasts, more specifically at the moment talking about microphone technique and what to do if you have a microphone muck-up. So far, over the last few days, we looked at various things which may be recorded on your recording, not just your mic, but also maybe some clicks, or maybe you've got some recording distortion or echo or hiss going on there, bit of interference or hum. Yesterday we talked about mouth noise. Tomorrow we're talking about popping peas, nothing to do with vegetables. Today we're talking about off mic audio. Yeah, if your voice is off mic, it'll sound thin and muffled and distant. Move closer to the mic, speaking more clearly across its top. Probably not directly into it, because if you do, you're going to have plosives. What are plosives? We'll talk about those tomorrow. And with better level monitoring. Yeah, choosing a different type of microphone with an alternative pickup range may also be the answer. And again, wear headphones so you can monitor the recording as you make it. Now, sometimes altering the EQ on the voice may help solve part of the problem in post-production, but as always, prevention is better than cure. Those peas will be popped tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.